Hello, listener. Before the show, Maysoon and I wanted to remind you of the humanitarian crisis going on in Puerto Rico. If you have money to donate, you can go to HispanicFederation.org/donate. There's a bunch of other organizations you can donate to that we've listed in the underworld. Shit's fucked up and the government's not doing shit about it, so please, if you have money, send it to somebody who actually can help.
Congratulations!
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
We're recording in the atrium of the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts today. We are not authorized to be doing this, so we're trying to be quiet and respectful of the space.
But we've already completely set that aside.
We already also recorded this whole episode without turning the recorders on.
So we're doing, this is a round two, and we're feeling slightly more wackadoodle. Point is, this episode of Congratulations Pine Tree is sponsored by the Compensation Foundation. Compensation Foundation is running a report currently called the Bay Area Artist Report. That is an ongoing anonymous platform for visual artists to report and investigate compensation practices in their field.
My favorite thing about it is that we've been talking about them for like two or more years, and now they're paying us
yes.
to do so.
Them and what they're doing and unfair pay and institutions behaving badly and all sorts of bullshit. And they're like, let's get Kate and Wazwaz on that.
Speaking of getting paid, that's kind of the main thing of the Compensation Foundation is figuring out what institutions are paying artists, how much they're getting paid, what other forms of compensation they're receiving, and what hurdles they have to overcome in working with a place. Yeah. And now, after years of collecting information, literally years, they have created data visualizations to show you the feedback they've gotten from, I think, over 600 responses so far. So go on their website, compensationfoundation.org. You can look at the reports that have come in, and even more importantly, you can fill out your own survey responses as an artist who's worked with different institutions. You can report on not just exhibitions, but also if you've done a workshop, anything you've done with an art institution, you can fill out a survey and talk about how it went for you. If it went good, bad, mediocre, whatever you got. What you need to do is you need to print out your CV and just go year by year and put in every experience you've had.
Do it.
If you remember it well.
Yeah. And be honest, people. This is a real, you know, they're really trying to collect some information here.
Another thing you can do is create an account so that when you log in, you can look back at all the reports you've already filled out. Now, I've been doing these for like two or more years, and I can look back to like every show that I've had and be like, whoa, that was a really good experience that I forgot about.
Have you noticed yourself getting paid more or more regularly over the past 3 years?
I think it's been about the same.
Same.
I mean, I've had some big windfalls.
You got no raises here or there?
I've had big windfalls where a place pays me a bunch.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But on average, it's pretty samey.
I wanted to also encourage everyone, if you do fill out one of these Bay Area artist reports, to fill out multiple of them. Like, you can go keep going back for every show.
Really quick survey. It's very easy. There's a place
there's
to
sliders.
Comment, you to kind of write a little bit about your experience, but that's optional. You don't have to do any writing, and you can do the writing and then make it so nobody can see it, too, except for the present group.
It came up that what's cool about this particular survey is that it's run, the present group is not affiliated to any arts institution, so they're unbiased.
Like, they got no
skin
in the game.
The data in their collection is just sort of the data you're giving them. You know, they've got no skin in the game, as Kate said, and I think that's sort of worthy to note, actually.
And we're going to have little segments in our next seven episodes where we're going to really go dive deep in.
Yeah.
And who knows what could happen?
We might be asking similar questions of our artists that we interview about compensation when they're
I like hurdles. Work. I like hurdles. That one of the options for hurdles is general incompetence.
Wait, which one is that?
When you go and fill out the survey, there you can say like hurdles, like they lost my work or they had expectations that didn't meet how much they were paying and like stuff like that.
And then general incompetence.
General incompetence.
That's pretty harsh. Damn. I saw that one. I was like, oh God, that's pretty nerve-wracking.
Then there's a slider bar and you can say like, oh, it was just
grossly
a little
incompetent,
bit.
Or just a little bit incompetent. I don't think you can be a little bit incompetent, honestly. I feel like if you're incompetent, you're pretty much like,
oh, I hope
out.
That I'm only a little. I mean, I know
you're
I have moments of incompetence.
That's the thing. That's the difference.
So, Maysoon, I went to a show over there at the Berkeley Art Museum.
Oh, yeah. BAM PFA, as I've heard them called before.
Martin Wong's got a new show up. He lived in New York for a while. He was gay. He died of AIDS. Mm-hmm. I think he was Chinese American. Mm-hmm. And his work is like, some of it's really funny. There's like a big dick. A painting of a big...
He's a painter.
Oh, yeah. There's painting and kind of sculptural painting and drawing and writing and stuff. And there's some great ones of like firemen making out with each other and stuff.
Sweet.
So I'm into that.
Classic.
There's some great videos. It's a great, very comprehensive look at his work of his lifetime.
Okay. Did that just open up over there?
Just opened.
Speaking of the East Bay, I was in the South Bay.
Oh, yeah.
I was down in Palo Alto, of all fucking places.
A territory
places.
We never get to.
Isn't that weird? We tried to coordinate, but Kate couldn't hang. It's okay.
I had my sciatica flare up.
Oh, not the sciatica.
Uh-huh.
So I was down there. I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever. No, just kidding. Do you want to talk about your sciatica for a little bit?
No.
Just a little tiny bit? I bet you there's some artists out there who have fucking sciatica.
It's all about
sciatica.
Building your core strength.
Fuck that.
I got to do Pilates.
Of which I have none. Do you? How's your core
Fuck
strength
no.
doing? Kate and I are currently 0%
be evaporating.
Core strength, guys.
Okay, go ahead.
Right. So I was down in Palo Alto visiting my friend from New York who's in town installing a Solowit drawing in the Stanford's Law Center. Soon you will be able to go and see a Solowit down there if you want. I went to the Palo Alto Art Center, which I'd never been to before, but had heard good things about it. The show is called Play, and folks like Terry Burlier and Dana Hemingway and a few other folks that we know that I can't remember right now are also in the show. How do you like that, guys? Good representation.
Makes soon get into some real formal analysis.
Well, I think I tried to
wink and I blinked.
The show's called Play, and of course let me read to you like one sentence about it. The concept of play is undergoing a renaissance, whereas once it may have been applied to immature behavior or used to describe the wasting of time, now it is recognized as an essential form of intellectual work for both children and adults, as well as a path to creative productivity and social well-being. Honestly, I wanted it to be more interactive. It's a fucking show called Play. I found that kind of annoying. There was like one, Terry Burlier's piece was a series of pot lids, on the wall with a little mallet so you could play them. You know, it was like a musical piece.
Oh.
That was fun. But most of the pieces had this element of play and touch and interactivity, but then there were these big signs that were like, do not touch, non-interactive, which is good. They should definitely have the sign because otherwise it's very confusing. Enrico Chigoya had a piece in there. One of his slot machines was in there. There was what looked like a big bouncy playhouse in there, but it was made out of balloons, so that just the exterior walls were balloons. And the idea being that when the show opened, the balloons were full, 100% full, and they're throughout for the duration of the show, they'll slowly kind of shrink and dwindle and like fade, fizz, fade out.
Kind of sounds like that Color Factory place.
Well,
had a whole ball pit.
Except for neither of us have actually fucking been there.
Well, but they have a ball pit.
It wasn't
know
actually
that.
A bouncy gym. It just looked like it. It was just a structure. You could walk into it. It was a hollow structure made out of, the walls were balloons. So I just was a little disappointed. I felt like they could have done something more exciting around the idea of play. Like, is play just intellectual? Because it felt like this was just an intellectual kind of approach. There's some work in there. I was sort of like, this isn't really playful to me. Regardless of that, I was happy to go there because the Palo Alto Art Center is basically the equivalent of the Arts Commission. Down in Palo Alto. So they're a municipal gallery and space for that community. So I was just curious to see, also to sort of like from my own professional sort of standpoint, to see how they run their shows, what kind of programs they offer for adults, for youth. They have a whole, they have the library right there, like the Palo Alto Library is there. They have a huge like youth arts program, which seemed really cool. I talked to the woman who was working behind the desk for a long time about what they're up to. So with that said,
I bet they're well funded.
Probably.
Palo Alto.
With that said,
Steve
I still
Jobs.
Think if you're down in Palo Alto, pop in, have a look, support them. I think they're doing good work in general. I'm going to put that out there. Go team. I also went to the Cantor Art Center.
Over at Stanford University.
Over at Stanford, which honestly, I don't think I've ever been to. Isn't
I
that
have.
Crazy?
Have I?
I walked
I
in
went
the,
for a talk.
I walked in the door and I was like, this place is huge. That's a full-fledged museum, everyone, if you've never been. It's not just a little tiny gallery. I mean, they've got a full-on, there's two freaking floors, there's wings, all sorts of things going on there. And so I went through like the Oceanic wing and looked at some killer masks. And then I went to go see the Nina Cacciadorian show, which is like a sort of mid-career retrospective of her work. And I think that show is great. She's so funny.
The one with the way she like did all the toilet paper renditions of like Baroque portraits or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So there were a bunch of, there was that series was there. There was a series where she's like trying to learn the accents of her parents. And that's like a really weird, while having a conversation with
them. Are they Armenian?
Her dad is Armenian, but her mother is, she's either Finnish, but from the part of Finland where it's Swedish. Like where it's Swedish people
live
there.
I don't know anything about that.
Or it might be she's Sweden, but from the part of Sweden.
Where everybody's Finnish?
Where the Finnish live. So they're
Are you sure she's not Flemish?
No. No. That I'm sure of. So her accent is Swedish, but Finnish. Anyhow, that show was pretty fun. Fun. There were multiple rooms.
Mm, don't say fun.
I know, that's bad.
Was it a pleasure to the eye?
It was, I think it's more a pleasure. See, that show was actually more playful. Because her work is super playful.
But you couldn't touch it or interact with it, right?
No, but I felt more like I was laughing out loud. I felt like, you know, looking at some
Did you kind of want to like lay on the ground and kind of like paw at the air?
I wanted to do some improvisational dance moves, which I did actually because no one else was in the gallery. And I was like, hey now, I got the dance wall to myself. Ow! But no, it was more, I felt like it was more playful. Like what it did in my brain, like if we're talking about intellectual play, I felt like my brain was like, oh, that's interesting. Like I was kind of bouncing around and I was having a good time looking at her work and thinking about what she was doing. And, you know, you're also seeing multiple projects, not just like usually with artist work, you see like a series that they're working on currently. And so this is a retrospective or a mid-career survey. And so you saw like maybe 8 different series that she's been working on. It was good. I highly recommend it.
Gotta get down there to the South Bay. And you know, sure take an Amtrak if you go from Jack London Square in Oakland. I've taken the train down to San Jose one time for like, I forget how much the ticket was, like less than $20.
Oh, that's not so bad.
I think if you just show up and do it and hope for the best, it's better than ordering the tickets in advance.
You could also call me up and we could rent a Zipcar together, and it's going to be cheaper altogether.
Give us a call, 419-351-6606.
And speaking of San Jose, just want to give a shout out to our dear friend Patricia Carino.
Oh, yeah. And La Victoria Taqueria, best taqueria in the Bay Area. Orange sauce. Oh, I went over to Johansson Projects. Oh. You know, we don't go there enough.
She always has great shows, and I always freaking miss them, and I feel terrible.
Get over there. You know, it's really not that far.
No, it's
from
not.
19th Street.
19th Street, you're just going to walk up Broadway to 23rd, and you're
there. Well,
it's
there. On Telegraph.
You're going to walk up Telegraph. You can walk over either. You just have to walk over. You're going to walk up Broadway or Telegraph, and you get to 23rd and Telegraph, and you're there, and you're ready to roll.
And then you just go on up to 26th Street, go to Hella Vegan Eats, get some good vegan bar food kind of stuff.
You're like pairing art with food right now.
Anyhow, point is, the show that's up there at Johansson Projects is by Claire Collette.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Who used to be from the Bay Area and now lives in L.A., and so it's nice to have a little refreshing walk down memory lane.
Yeah.
And Claire's work has definitely evolved since the last time I saw it over at Eleanor Harwood Gallery, back when it was still in San Francisco.
Is Eleanor Harwood no longer in San Francisco?
Well, when it was at that place in the Mission.
Oh, yeah.
It's like at Minnesota Street
now, right? Yeah, you're
right. So point is, it's some abstraction, some geometric abstraction. I think there was like paintings.
Cool.
Because she used to do all in graphite.
Yeah.
So, go have a little calming moment. I felt very calmed by the work.
I really have always been a big fan of Claire's work, so I'm excited to go see that. But we should see it soon because those shows are only up for a month, right?
God only knows May soon. The Nazis in Berkeley are fucking everything up. I don't know. These alt-right guys had this free speech week at Berkeley this week, and it was supposed to be canceled.
Because didn't Milo show up?
Milo. Yeah, just for like 15 minutes. It's just terrible what's going on there. And if anybody wants to go there and just kind of drive out all the Nazis, feel free.
You're welcome.
Feel free to do that. I can't beat anybody up because of my sciatica. Okay, anyhow, that's terrible. But a good thing is that Altex is open for their micro-granting. Alternative exposure grants are out there for you to apply to from Southern Exposure. I think it's coming up the deadline. We'll have
it
a link
is,
in the
I'm
underworld.
Applying for it.
Please apply for it. You know, if you're doing something that's like giving a platform to artists, or, you know, if you have a project that's going to benefit more people than just you as an artist, you have a really good shot at getting a little grant for your project.
Is this, I think, maybe the 10th year?
So I think it's 11th.
Wow.
I think 10th was last year.
Good job, SOEX. Congratulations on that.
And they have multiple information sessions. I don't know if they've all happened already, but if you need information on how to apply and things like that, go check out their website.
I recommend that you check out the website first, read through everything first, figure out if something's not actually being answered, and then give them a call.
Sure enough. Don't bug them with questions they already answered on the damn website.
The Alternative Exposure Grant, when we applied for it for the podcast, it wasn't such a difficult grant to apply for.
Compared to a lot of places, it's very simple.
Compared to some grants, you know, it was pretty reasonable. You describe your project, say what you want. You have to make a little budget. That might be the hardest part. So make sure you know what you want to use the money for. Be very clear about that.
Maysoon, have you ever had to apply for a thing or had any relation to an application process outside of the United States?
Me, no.
I just applied recently for a residency program in London. It was awesome because you didn't have to pay a damn dime.
Really? Wow.
Yep.
That's like when I posted this like residency opportunity in Hawaii. And like Jennifer Wofford, local artist, got back to me and she's like, well, it sounded cool until their application fee was like $75.
Holy shit.
And I was like, God damn it. I took that thing off my Facebook page. I was like, forget it. Forget it, man. This is a residency on the fucking volcano. In the park.
Ooh, I don't want to be in a volcano.
Oh, not in the volcano. It is an active volcano, but you wouldn't be in the...
Why is it always the shittiest places they're trying to put artists?
That's the coolest thing ever.
So you can die in a lava flow?
No, you're not. They're not putting you inside. They're like... you're going to be living in a hammock, hovering above the volcano.
That's disgusting.
I'm going to apply too, and if I get it, we'll go.
Well, the deadline passed, you can apply for Bemis, which just reopened their application process.
You can't get it. No one can get it. Fuck them.
Bay Area artist Christy Chan is just on her way out there right now.
Oh, that's why she hasn't gotten back to me.
I have her car.
You have her car?
Yeah.
Oh.
Application fees. I get why you charge, but I think it's silly. Okay, what's going on at SF MoMA?
Do you want to know what's going on with SF MoMA? They fucking took away my membership. Can you believe that?
Because you had like an employee membership?
No, listen. When staff leaves SF MoMA, you get a one-year membership. In my exit interview, I was handed a membership card. Here's your membership card. 6 months fucking later, I'm going online trying to log in to get fucking tickets to go to the museum and see the shows and enjoy them. Potentially. Yes. Right. Good. Let's enjoy some art. Let's go to SF MoMA. Check it out. And I can't get it. So I'm like, John, can I get some tickets? Then I ask John. I email membership. Hey, guys. Not sure what's going on. I can't log into my account. Would you mind looking into it and letting me know what goes on? Oh, sure. Will do. Maysoon. Hope you're good. No response. Last weekend, same fucking thing. I go online, try to log into my fucking thing, can't get in. I change the password, get in. They're like, join now, blah, blah, blah. So basically showing I'm not a fucking member. Again, I call membership. Hey, guys, not sure what's going on. My membership seems to be gone. Can you tell me what's going on? HR emails me to my Gmail.
HR?
To my Gmail account. She emails me like, hey, so-and-so from Visitor Experiences says you need to talk to us. I'm like, I have no idea why. So I call her. I'm like, I'm not sure what he's talking about. But my membership is weird for some reason. I can't seem to log in and get tickets. She's like, let me check in and get back to you. She gets back to me via email. She doesn't call me back, even though I called her to talk about it, to be old friends, old buddies. I remember you. I thought you were really cool. I really liked you, actually. She emails me back saying, well, it looks like you're only an employee for 10 months at SF MoMA, and only employees who've been there for a year get a membership.
Oh.
That is some bullshit. You know what? I didn't make the mistake. They made the mistake. They need to suck that shit up and let me have my membership for the rest of the year. Don't you think? I'm not into that, guys. If you make a mistake, you have to suck it up. There's Deborah. Hi, Deborah.
Well, SF MoMA, it's time. You got to suck it up, okay?
And here's the deal about it.
Get him for free all the time.
I know. But I kind of feel like a jerk, like asking for free tickets, although now I won't. Here's the deal. I was perfectly prepared once my membership expired, to re-up. And now I'm like, fuck you, motherfuckers. See how easy that is? They should have just been like, you know what? We technically weren't supposed to give you the membership. But since it's already been 6 or 7 months, why don't you just finish out the year? It was our fault. We're glad you're coming to the museum. No, they don't have the fucking class to do that shit.
I have my American Alliance of Museums membership, which gets me into almost any museum
in America. Does it get you into SF MoMA for free?
Except SF MoMA. See what I'm saying? And that's why I'm like,
they are just kicking us all out to the street. They're like, be gone with you.
Well, that's why I always call someone who works there and be like, can you get me a ticket? Or I can get in with my press pass. We should make one.
We need to get one
for us and make it look so official.
Anyhow, here's the deal. I emailed back and said, wow, that's really unfortunate. I'm so surprised to hear that. Can you make any exceptions? I thought we were friends as of MoMA. I thought we were friends. I know it was only 10 months, but it was basically almost a year. I did enough work for a year. Come on. I worked tons of overtime. Did you not see my freaking timesheet? I'm just hoping they do the right thing. I haven't heard back. I'm going to give her a call and say, what's happening? You know I love you. You know you're so cool. But right now, this is how I'm feeling about it.
Speaking of small places, my studio co-op place where I've got my studio.
Real time and space.
We're
over in Oakland, California.
Uh-huh. We're having a yard sale this Saturday. People are going to be selling art supplies, mm-hmm. random home furnishings, and maybe some cheap art.
I love cheap art.
Come on by, and we're
is
having
it going to be framed? Can I get some framed
not.
Cheap art?
Damn. There might be some frames. If you have so a sad. Framing business and want to sponsor the show, and we'll shout out your business.
I will shout out for 10 hours
You don't
hours
have to pay
that.
Us. We'll just get some shit framed. So keep that in mind.
But we just need you to be patient with us.
Point is, Maysoon, we're having a goddamn yard sale and barbecue at Real Time and Space at 125 10th Street, right by the Oakland Museum. So come to the barbecue, have some food, go to the museum, come
and
back,
then,
buy some stuff.
And then get on BART and go to freaking the Arts Commission, go to 155 Grove Street for our final event at 155 Grove Street, and then, led by Cliff Hengst, a procession. What the fucking hell? Give us a break. We're having a hold moment.
Yes.
Take me by the hand. Do you know this
take
song?
Me somewhere new. I'm with you.
Sorry.
Okay, anyhow, go ahead.
What I was saying was that we're having an event Saturday evening at the Arts Commission from 6 to 8. It will start at 155 Grove Street. It will end at 401 Van Ness. It will have a procession led by the masterful Cliff Hengst. It's going to be fucking dope. People, come on out. And guess what? There's going to be a sheet cake. Come on over for the sheet cake.
What?
Okay. And other things, but I just thought the sheet cake was funny. When do you ever order a sheet cake?
There was that
Never.
Whole Tina Fey sheet cake thing. This is not related to the Tina
this
Fey sketch.
This
is surely
all.
For an unrelated, nonpartisan sheet cake.
Oh, no. Should we just scratch the little sheet cake? There's going to be goldfish.
Just say there's going to be cake.
There's going to be cake.
All right, Maysoon, I think we should wrap it up before YBCA fully kicks us out and cancels all our museum memberships.
Don't cancel us, YBCA.
Was there anything else you wanted to say?
Oh, just that there was an opening at the Jewish Museum this week here with many local artists in it. I went thinking there were only 3, and there were actually 16, so I was fairly surprised.
Ooh, and it's in response to Jewish folklore?
Yes, it's called
Jewish.
Is there
a golem?
Is there what?
A golem.
There's totally a golem.
Whoa. What other weird shit is there? Jewish folklore is awesome.
I know. Oh, Chris Sellers did this really charming video of
where he's in a grass suit.
No, he's basically, I don't know where the fuck he got a goat, but it's basically a goat in San Francisco, and his camera just follows the goat around the city. I don't know which tale that's in response to. I couldn't keep it all together. I was not prepared for like so much information. I was like, 3 artists. That's cool. I got it.
I wonder if they take my AAM membership.
Maybe.
All right, well, go check that
check
out.
It out.
We'll
just
report
open.
Back on everything that's ever happened.
If you have a show coming up, let us know. I want to go to some of the, you know, I want to go get out more.
Yeah.
Ready for it. I'm going to be going to the Legion of Honor this weekend, so I'll report back on that next week.
Sounds like you're going to be going from one bridge
to the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been
Congratulations Pine Tree.
Thank you.